From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. After admitting that failing to act on it was the biggest missed opportunity of his first term, President Obama declared yesterday that now was the time to fix the nation's broken immigration system. Obama's announcement comes a day after a group of eight U.S. senators, including Florida's freshman Republican Marco Rubio, put out their own plan. While disagreeing on the exact path, the separate proposals do focus on the same principles. Each provides a way for most of the estimated 11 million people already in the U.S. illegally to become citizens. I sat down earlier this week with David Abraham, professor of immigration and citizenship law at the University of Miami's School of Law, to discuss the politics of immigration and potential implications here should the reforms become enacted.
Senator Rubio is often lumped together in this group, but his plan is actually a little bit different. Whereas the McCain-Graham Republican plan wants to give those people who are illegally present a seat in the back of the plane, so to speak, on the road to green cards, Senator Rubio's really having them wait for frequent flyer miles to open up. That is to say, he wants to block that path until there are excess opportunities, and then they may fill in those excess opportunities. Senator Rubio is in a difficult spot. On the one hand, he wants to be, and the party is looking to him to be, the point man for move toward the Hispanic voting population. On the other hand, he's also a darling of the Republican right and the Tea Party movement. And those folks have not yet reconciled themselves with anything that smells like, sounds like, could be misconstrued as amnesty.
Here in Florida, there are specifics of this law, if it is passed, that could be unique to the population here. There are certain people who don't live by the same immigration rules that come from other countries, but there are a lot of people here who are undocumented citizens from Haiti, citizens from all over South and Central America. How specifically would this law impact our unique population here in South Florida?
First of all, Cuban Americans are here overwhelmingly as a result of the Cuban Adjustment Act, which provides an almost automatic green card and ultimate citizenship status to any Cuban who arrives here by any means whatsoever. This is not immigration. The Cuban Adjustment Act is part of the Cold War. It's part of the attempt to subvert and eliminate the Castro government. Here in Florida, we have long had the contradiction between Cuban arrivals who are in an extremely privileged position and those arriving from anywhere else and everywhere else, including Haiti in the first instance, but also for that matter, Guatemala or El Salvador or in recent years, Mexico. If they arrive without visas and or overstay visas, as is the case for many such folks, they are illegally present and if apprehended, will be deported.
So in summary, is this a new day for immigration reform in the United States?
It's a new day in that the tone is certainly different from what it was before Election Day. On the other hand, most of what we are seeing and reading sounds an awful lot like what we were seeing and reading on September 10th, 2001, one day before September 11th changed the entire political and emotional complexion of the United States.
That's University of Miami law professor David Abraham. And there's more news on immigration reform at our website, WLRN.org. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.